Now, with the latest from the world of technology, this is the Tech Guide Podcast with Stephen Fenwick.
Lots to talk about.
Tech Guide.
It's a very well-rounded product, combines great design, great technology, lots of excellent features.
Tech Guide.
This is why Samsung has seen a huge surge, why their profits are up.
Keeping you updated and educated, this is the Tech Guide Podcast.
This is not an ultrabook. If you're looking for something small, slim and lightweight, then you need to look elsewhere.
Tech Guide.
Probably one of the most impressive little devices I've seen in quite a while.
Now, from the studios of techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick.
Hello and welcome to episode 69 of the Tech Guide Podcast, the show that keeps you updated and educated about the latest consumer technology. My name is Stephen Fenwick, editor of techguide.com.au, and we've got a packed show for you this week. We'll kick it off with some stats about Australia's appetite for smartphones and gaming. Also on the show, we're going to look at the new CommBank app that will enable contactless payments with your smartphone. We're also going to talk about an activity tracker for your dog. In the Tech Guide reviews, we're going to inspect the new LG 65-inch Ultra HD smart TV, along with the Sony Xperia Z1 smartphone and the Toshiba Encore Windows tablet. And we'll answer your tech questions in the Tech Guide help desk. And it's all brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one brand of home Wi-Fi products. Lots to get through, so let's get cracking. Now, what is it about Australians and their smartphones? We love them. And the Telstra Annual Smartphone Index has confirmed that feeling by revealing that of all the mobile users in Australia, 72% are using a smartphone. Now, that figure actually puts Australia ahead of the United States and the UK in terms of smartphone usage per head. So that's an interesting stat to show how attached we are to these devices. Now, that's actually jumped up from a year ago from 52%. So in less than 12 months, we've increased by 20%. Now, over the years, we've seen that gradual increase. In 2010, it was 32%. 2011, 41%. But this year, 72% of us, of mobile users, are using a smartphone. Now, the countries who are ahead of us, you're probably wondering, two of them, China and South Korea, have more smartphone penetration than us here in Australia. Now, our behavior with these devices, our connected users, these are people who regularly connect to the internet. Two-thirds of those smartphone users fall into that category. They access the internet using their smartphone. The research found, too, that younger users, aged 16 to 24, this will probably come as no surprise to any of you, they spent a combined total of 29 days on their smartphones each year. That's nearly a month. Nearly a month they spend looking at their smartphones. Tablet ownership too has also seen an increase. According to this report, Telstra Smartphone Index report, almost half of users, that's 49%, own a tablet as well as a smartphone. That's up from 39% from the previous year. So we are in love with our smartphones and in love with our tablets from the indication of that last stat there. If you want to read more about that, you can read my story at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Now, it's not only smartphones Australians are in love with. We also like gaming, and I'm talking about PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, portable devices. We really love playing games. Now, the latest figures from a study by Bond University called Digital Australia 2014 has thrown up some very interesting stats. So let's go through them right now. The average age of the Australian gamer is 32. So anyone who thinks that playing games is a teenage pastime, best think again. Now, that age has increased over the years. Back in 2005, that average age was just 24 years old. Jumped up to 30 in 2009, and the present report has it at 32. Now, despite that age, the older age bracket of players, 68% of games released between January and August this year were rated either G or PG. Now, of all the Australian households, 92% have a device for playing games. And this is up from 88% in 2009 and just 76% in 2005. Now, our behavior, our gaming behavior, we play on average about an hour each time we play, and that's every other day, so every second day. But also, this is an interesting stat too. Parents are also getting in on the act and playing with their kids. 83% of parents regularly play games. So there's, rather than sitting in front of the TV watching a TV show or a movie, they're now spending that time playing games. So this is a huge lift for the gaming industry in Australia, which has always been quite healthy. But another interesting stat too was, and this smashes another gaming stereotype, is that 47% of all players in Australia are women, which is quite a high percentage compared to other countries. The study was conducted in among 1,220 Australian households and the nearly 3,400 individuals living in those households. A very interesting study. If you want to read more of those stats, you can check out my story at techguide.com.au. Now, when you walk out your front door, you usually take your keys, your wallet, and your smartphone. Well, we very rarely forget our smartphones. If we do, we find ourselves, I think people could be put up with leaving their wallets at home rather than their smartphones. Well, the good news is that if you do forget your wallet but still remember your smartphone, the Commonwealth Bank's new app will still allow you to make payments using this new contactless payment system. Late last week, they had an event to announce this new app, which will be available for iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone. And it will bring this new technology, contactless payments, so touch-and-go payments, using NFC, that's near-field communication. Now, there's many Android devices that already have this embedded, as are Windows phones and some BlackBerries. iPhone, unfortunately, does not have this, this ability. But what's going to happen is that the CommBank is going to enable their customers who have these phones to make these touch-and-go payments using that embedded NFC ability. Now, what happens if I've got an iPhone, I hear you asking? Well, CommBank has got a solution for that. And what it is called the PayTag. And this is a smart sticker that will that can stick on the back of the iPhone, and it's thin enough to fit under a cover. It will even work under a cover unless that cover is made of metal. So now, if you want to walk into a store, pay for coffee or groceries, up to the value of $100, you can just wave your smartphone in front of the terminal, and that payment will be registered. So it's just another step closer to making your smartphone an e-wallet. As I said, the smartphone is something we have with us everywhere, and being able to use that as your wallet, rather than having to carry an actual wallet with credit cards, with everything else, the smartphone does the job. Now, a lot of people have asked me, there's a couple of people have left comments on my story, what about security? CommBank have added the service, which won't be available till the end of 2013, early 2014. They have added this to their security guarantee, their 100% security guarantee. So people are saying, well, what happens if somebody steals my phone? Are they able to make payments? Well, A, they're going to have to know that you've got this on your phone and have the ability to use this on your phone. And B, it's no worse than actually someone stealing your card. Now, what do you do? Like, these cards exist, and if someone took my card out of my wallet, they could still go and make a payment using my card. So whether it's losing my phone or my card, the security risk is still the same. So what the smartphone does is make it a bit more convenient. So you don't have to carry that card around. You can carry it now on your smartphone. Now, as I said, this is going to be available at the end of 2013 and into early 2014. It'll roll out for iPhone, Android, and Windows Phone. So if you're interested in making payments with your smartphone, then you can check out the story at techguide.com.au.
Keeping you updated and educated. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Finney.
Tech Guide.
Now, how many of you listeners are pet owners, especially dog owners? Now, I've got a dog. Anyone who follows me on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram will see that a majority of my photos, a lot of my photos are of my big Dalmatian Ziggy. Now, he's quite a little character, Ziggy. Well, not little. He's actually quite big for a Dalmatian. But my point is that he's like a member of the family. And I think the products that can help you take better care of your pets is something that's going to get a lot of attention, or got my attention anyway. This latest product, it's called Hey Rex. A very clever name, because what it does, it's an activity monitor. It's very similar to the ones that we wear, Jawbone Up, Fitbit Shine, all of those, which are quite popular at the moment, that gives us an idea of our activities, our sleep patterns. Well, a New Zealand company has come up with the canine version, if you like, of the activity monitor. It's called Hey Rex. And Hey Rex, in other words, Hey Rex, how you going? This device is being described as Dr. Doolittle on a dog collar, because it can give your dog a voice. I don't mean a literal voice, they can talk to you, but it can give you information. So it provides data so you know exactly what your dog's up to, whether it's exercising, resting, sleeping, or scratching excessively. You can then track that information, which is sent to your smartphone or your computer on a dashboard. Now, this data can be interpreted to give you a hint as to your dog's well-being and behavior, because oftentimes odd behavior or changes of behavior can indicate a condition that your dog may be developing. So anything that's out of character, these activities, could be a sign that there may be something wrong, potentially life-threatening disorders. So the Hey Rex solution allows people to keep an eye on all that. And better still, that information can then be sent to an animal hospital or a vet who can assess that information as well and probably make a better judgment than you on whether there's something wrong with your dog. So this product, it's available now. It was developed in New Zealand by a gentleman named David Gibson, who sadly passed away in 2011. But the company has continued his vision. They've brought the product to market. It's now priced at $99, along with a $5 a month subscription to the monitoring and graphing service. So that's if you want to have that constant monitoring. But although there is a Hey Rex for Life kit, which is $149, so you get the actual monitor that fits around the dog's collar. It's quite small. And you get then a lifetime access to the monitoring graph service for that $149 US price. You can purchase them at their website, which I've linked from my story at techguide.com.au. If you are very close to your furry friend, then this is a product you may want to buy for him or her. The Tech Guide podcast is brought to you by Netgear, Australia's number one Wi-Fi brand. It's coming up to summer now, and you want to maybe stream your music from the backyard barbecue or the pool this summer. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, now you can enjoy even better Wi-Fi coverage on all your Wi-Fi devices, including tablets and smartphones, throughout your entire home with Netgear's dual-band Wi-Fi range extender. The WN3500RP will boost dual-band Wi-Fi to the backyard or even up to the upstairs bedroom and wirelessly stream music to your connected audio systems with AirPlay on an iPhone or an iPad or on Android devices using the Netgear Genie app and DLNA. You can get more from your devices anywhere in your home with Netgear's Wi-Fi range extenders. For more information, you can head over to netgear.com.au/Wi-Fi.
Tech Guide.
Now, a Tech Guide review with Stephen Fennick. Tech Guide.
I thought we'd go big with our first product on the Tech Guide reviews this week, and that is the 65-inch LG Ultra High Definition Smart TV. Now, this was a very fun product to review, I have to say. This is a very large television, 65-inch TV, ultra high definition, which is also known as 4K. So that means it's got four times the resolution of a normal full HD TV. So it's got the same amount of pixels as four HD TVs stacked on top of each other two by two. So four times the resolution of those regular TVs. That's a lot of pixels. But the content that can take advantage of all those pixels isn't quite here yet, but it's coming. There are ways you can view Ultra HD content, native Ultra HD content, but for the moment, we have to make do with the upscaling capabilities of the LG UHD TV. And I have to say, playing a Blu-ray on this TV upscales it to near ultra-high definition quality. The difference is noticeable. You can sit really close to this TV and hardly notice a pixel. It's quite a nice television. It's 1.5 meters wide, so it's quite an entertainment solution. Design-wise, it's got a stand that runs nearly the full width of the television. It's also got a very thin bezel, so it's the frame almost recedes into the background, so all you're seeing is the picture. The top edge of the TV has a built-in camera for Skype calls, so it is a smart TV as well, so it does add Skype, the ability to download content and apps as well as having this great picture. It's also got a really interesting audio solution, and when you turn the TV on, a soundbar slides down out from under the screen and provides above average sound quality. So not only are you getting an excellent picture, you're also getting excellent sound. It's an all-in-one solution. Now, the obvious feature that you'll notice on this TV is that display. It's Ultra HD. Ultra HD is just so sharp and clear. You think you're looking at a great picture now with a full HD TV? Well, once you've sat in front of an Ultra HD TV or a 4K TV, you can appreciate that there's even more to see. Now, what makes the TV, the picture quality even better is the technology on board as well. Now, what they've got is the true Ultra HD engine that helps with that upscaling. It's also got the ability for local dimming, so you can see better light and dark areas of the screen. So that adds to the contrast quality. So blacks are really black. And even in darker scenes, you can still see a lot of detail. I'm very fussy when it comes to picture quality on TV. And the LG really, really passed the test. Black levels were really good, and the natural colors too. All the colors like flesh tones and blues, reds, greens, and yellows really popped. So it wasn't over the top artificial clear colors, but really natural, a really natural good looking color. So that was really good to watch. It was hard to stop watching things on this TV, whether it was sport, movies. It's a pleasure to watch. Now the device is the 65-inch TV. It's not cheap. It's $7,499. But it is a little bit cheaper than other similar products on the market. Now, if you're looking at this price tag and thinking, well, this is too much, well, you've got to remember that this is an Ultra HD TV. So as I said, it's four times better than a full HD television. Now, it shouldn't be four times the price. You're going to pay more for quality. I think if you're comparing this TV on price to other TVs, then it's too expensive for you. But if you're looking at this in terms of picture quality, then that price is justified. And I have to say, picture quality is excellent. The sound quality, as I mentioned, with that slide down soundbar also adds to the mix. Now, I mentioned earlier too, the content. There's not a lot of 4K Ultra HD content around, but it's coming. This is a future-proof solution. Anyone who buys the LG 65-inch TV will be able to not only enjoy terrific entertainment right now, but when this flood of Ultra HD 4K content comes through in the next months and years ahead, you're going to be ready to go. And I'm telling you now, you're going to be very glad you put your money down for this TV. You want to read my full review and check out the how many stars out of 5 I gave that TV? You can read my review at techguide.com.au. Well, our next product is the Sony Xperia Z1 smartphone. Now, it seemed like only yesterday that Sony released the Xperia Z smartphone. We first saw that back in January. It was unveiled at CES in Las Vegas, the Consumer Electronics Show. And it was a device that I think, in my opinion, really put Sony back on the smartphone map. It had a great design. It was waterproof, dustproof, shockproof, took above average pictures, and did really well in the market. Well, they've done it again. Sony have released the Xperia Z1. Now, I say in my review that the Xperia Z was a very hard act to follow. Well, they've done even better with the Z1. It's taken it to a whole new level. Now, the Z1 looks almost identical, looks almost the same in terms of design to the original Xperia Z. But one thing I think, if you're going to look at the one feature that you're going to remember with the Z1, it's the camera. It has a 20.7 megapixel camera, the highest found on an Android device. Now, this camera was, you'll remember a few weeks ago, we did a story about the Max Dupain photograph, Sun Baker, being imitated by his son Rex using this very phone, the Xperia Z1. And he, out of his mouth, said that he was looking at the photos, couldn't believe that they were taken with a smartphone. Well, we put this phone through its paces as well as a camera. Now, we don't purport to be as professional a photographer as Rex Dupain, but I have to say, and you can check out my images that I've put up on Tech Guide in my review, that it does take excellent photographs. Now, the images are it all comes together from not only from the lens but to the sensor. The sensor does a really good job in capturing all the light. Even in low light situations, you can still take some high quality images. The good thing about this product is that it's also waterproof, so you can take it underwater even to shoot video and pictures as well. But look, the camera, as I said, steals the show. The high sensitivity sensor combines with the 27mm wide angle lens, so you're getting not only capturing more light through the lens, but you're also getting more of your picture. You don't have to stand so far back to take your photo. So offers some excellent results. There's also other technology on board. One's called Bionz, that's B-I-O-N-Z, and this is a mobile image processing engine that helps with things like auto exposure, white balance, and helps with that auto mode to sort of do all the hard work for you. So all you need to do is just hit the shutter to capture these really excellent images. Now, the Z1 camera, whether it's taking a macro shot or a landscape or a panorama scenery shot, it delivers very, very good results. The superior auto mode, which is the automatic mode, that's what I use mainly for my review, and I have to say the results were stunning. But there are other modes. If you're more interested in taking some manual settings, you can do that. Panorama mode is also on board. Time shift burst, that's another mode so it's kind of taking photos before you've actually hit the shutter, and then a couple of seconds after, so that you can then choose the best photograph of the set. There's also some pretty cool effects and filters if you want to have a bit of fun with your photos. I quite like the other favorite feature was augmented reality effect. And what this does, it adds virtual objects to your image. Now, have a look at the example. That's actually my son, a picture of my son that I added a pirate hat, scar, mustache, an eye patch to the photograph. But there are other things you can add, like helmets and all kinds of things, dinosaurs. You can have a lot of fun with that mode of the camera. As a smartphone, of course, you got to remember this device makes phone calls. Excellent performance. It's got a quad-core Snapdragon 800 processor, so it's pretty snappy. It's also running Android 4.2 Jelly Bean. It's also got an improved graphics processor, the Adreno 330. So playing games and watching videos and pictures look terrific, and even use less power so that it doesn't drain the battery so heavily. On the battery front, it has excellent battery life. Lasted me a whole day and a bit before I had to reach for the charger. And this is due to the handy stamina mode, which is also on board. This can save power automatically by turning off functions that you're not using. But it'll still allow calls and text to come through as well. So in stamina mode, the battery lasts even longer. You get a few hours more out of the battery. The Sony Xperia Z1 is available now on a plan or outright for $779. You can check out my full review at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. This is Tech Guide with Stephen Fenwick.
Moving on to the Toshiba Windows Encore tablet. Now, we got our hands on this device a few days ago. The first look at this new product from Toshiba. Toshiba, one of the top companies in the laptop market, but they've also turned their hand to the tablet market and also running Windows. Now, the Windows Encore is an 8-inch Windows tablet, but it's a tablet with a difference. It's running the full version of Windows 8.1. And that's all thanks to the quad-core fourth generation Intel processor on board. The Encore can be used anywhere. It's a handy tablet, so you can be using it on the go. It's handy to use sitting on the couch or on your travels. But it's also has enough processing power, and with that full version of Windows on board, also has a full version of Microsoft Office Home and Student as well, we should add. So this is a great tool, whether it's for fun or productivity, anywhere. But when you get back to your desk, here's the part we like the best. You can connect the Encore tablet to a full HD monitor as well as a wireless keyboard and mouse, and it turns into a desktop solution. So it's got enough power to open up documents, edit, close, share, access the internet, do all these things, all from the same device that you were out using as a portable device, as a tablet, earlier in the day. So it's a handy all-rounder that if you're into using Windows, if you're a Windows user, you're close to all your documents, and with a device like this, you can take them literally anywhere, then it is a great solution for not only on-the-go use, but also on the desktop. The device itself has a 1280 by 800 resolution display. It's also 10.68 millimeters thick. The screen has IPS, so in-plane switching, which means it's viewable at any angle. And it's just on the market. It's available in two capacities, 32 gig and 64 gig. 32 gig is $399, and the 64 gig is $469. Now, when you compare these prices to Microsoft's Surface tablet, the Surface is meant to be a tablet that can also be converted to a laptop as well. It is nearly half the price. Though you're not getting as large a screen, you're not getting as much memory in some cases. But this is a value solution for those people who want to use it in any situation. And as I said, there's a HDMI port, micro USB port, so it can easily be connected. You can even connect an external hard drive, an external DVD drive, a thumb drive, using these ports as well. So it's a full solution. It's not like you need to wirelessly get things on and off this product. It has ports and works just like a normal laptop, but is a tablet when you're on the go. The Toshiba Encore. You can read my full review at techguide.com.au.
Tech Guide. Now, answering all your tech questions, the Tech Guide Help Desk.
Our question comes from one of our forum users. The Tech Guide forum allows our readers to submit their questions, and other readers, and myself, we jump in and help answer your question, whether it's a problem or you want some advice, you can't decide on the right product. Usually a solution can be found between myself and all the many Tech Guide readers. Now, this week's question is from one of our forum users, and this person was asking about... He runs a Mac at home and was interested in buying the Galaxy S4. So he's switching brands. He was an iPhone user. He's decided to go Samsung, as are many people. I think Samsung market share is way above worldwide than Apple in the smartphone market. I think Samsung's market share is around the 30% mark worldwide compared to Apple's 13%. Worldwide. But don't despair. If you are using a Samsung device, it can still talk to your Mac. There is an application called Android File Transfer that can be downloaded for Mac computers, and it will allow users to drag and drop content from their Mac, from iTunes, from wherever it is on their computer, so that they can view it or hear it on the Galaxy S4 or any other Android device for that matter. There have been a lot of people who are worried that by switching brands of their smartphones, they may be unable to get over any of their content, their videos, pictures, and music. Well, that's not the case. Android File Transfer makes it really easy. It's split up into different folders, pictures, videos, ringtones, you name it. There's a category for you, and you can simply drag and drop the content from your Mac using Android File Transfer. Once it's synced in, and Android File Transfer only works when your your Android device, in this case the Galaxy S4, is actually connected to the Mac. If you try to activate Android file transfer without an Android device connected, it will tell you cannot run until there's an Android device connected, and that's simply done using USB. So don't stress if you have a Mac with plenty of content aboard and you're thinking of going Android or using the Galaxy S4 from Samsung, then there is a way you can still enjoy all your content just as you would on your iPhone, but on the brand new Android device. So content will always be available. And that's our show for another week. You can read about everything we've talked about at techguide.com.au. And if you want to get in touch, you can send us an email at info@techguide.com.au. We'd love to hear from you. You can also send us your help desk questions to the Tech Guide Forum. Special thanks to our sponsors, Netgear, the brand you can trust for all your Wi-Fi needs. If you want to stay connected, the answer is Netgear. Thanks for listening. It's been great having your company. We look forward to you tuning in again next week. So in the meantime, stay safe and stay connected.